Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy. Inspired and forward-thinking, our guests today certainly fall into that category. They are Caldwell University students who are seizing opportunities, not letting a pandemic get in the way of pursuing their dreams and goals. How are they doing it despite the challenges? And what did they learn this past summer in their unique internships? I'm very happy to welcome Caldwell students Yamin Papa and Akwesi Osei-Du. And co-hosting with me is Caldwell University Communication and Media Studies student Steph Lopez. Hi, Steph.
Great to be here, Colette. So certainly an eventful summer for you both. Yamin, let's start with you. Tell us a little about your background and the prestigious internship you had this summer at MIT.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Ms. Colette. I am really glad to be here. So this summer, I spent my time in MIT, specifically at Broad Institute of MIT and Harvard. And since I'm a chemistry major, I was placed into the MIT Summer Research Program in biology, but in the Department of Chemistry. So I got to work with Dr. Xiao Wang, and she worked in this amazingly brilliant facility. And my experience was, in one word, transformative, because I got to connect with these brilliant minds and do science in the most efficient and high-tech environment.
That's wonderful, Yamin. And you talked about the networking, right? You got to network and interact with different students and colleagues from around the country. And what was that like for you?
Absolutely. So MSRP was a minority program. So I got to not only meet people around the U.S., but I also got to meet people who belonged to different identity domains, and to interact with them and to get to know them at a social and a personal way was something else. And the other factor was that we had a lot of social events and meetings that allowed us to share our research, our academic backgrounds and knowledge, and also to engage in intellectual conversation. And all of that was very inspiring.
Inspiring and enriching as an internship experience, I'm sure. Akwesi, you're a financial economics and computer information systems major with a concentration in business systems. I'm tired even thinking about all that work. You interned at the global banking firm Credit Suisse. So tell us about that experience that you had this past summer.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Colette. It was a great experience. Prior to this experience, I hadn't had anything quite like that. And so this summer, to borrow Yaman's word, was very transformative. I thought about getting into finance about a year prior. Got in, expected some of what I saw, but didn't expect part of it. Most people know that banking, the hours are tough. There's a lot of hours involved. And that's what I saw. But with regard to specifically what I did, basically I worked on multiple transactions, and the transactions run from anywhere with companies trying to finance their businesses, companies trying to sell themselves, and also my firm, Credit Suisse, trying to win business. So I worked on concurrent things, pitches where we go out and try to win business with companies, and also real live deals where we're trying to help companies, basically advise them on how they structure their transactions. So I did anything from researching financials of companies, going into their 10-Ks, their annual reports to understand the business and furnish my team with information, and also designing material that we present to clients.
What an amazing experience. You also had the benefits of networking with colleagues, business leaders, students from around the country and the world too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was the big highlight of everything I did. There was a wide range of people that I got the opportunity to meet. So like you indicated, Credit Suisse is a global firm, and so it taps talent from all around the world. In only my group, which is specific to we worked on industrial companies. I had a Mexican in there. I had people from all over the world and all around the US, different schools. And so when we were in person in New York, we got to, socialize at rooftop events, and that was great. Understanding perspectives from different areas, that was truly transformative.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you.
I can only imagine how like official like for both of you guys have felt to be in those environments. Like I got goosebumps like hearing what you both pursued this summer. Like I would be so nervous, but like hearing both of your stories, I'm like, oh my God, like that's so exciting. Like who would have thought adulting would be fun? So leading on, how do you both feel the coursework at Caldwell prepared you for these jobs? Akwasi?
I got so like I indicated, somewhere last year I began to really, really hone in on what I wanted to do, and that was finance. So I began to look at, what kinds of coursework I could take on to my internship. And I got a number of experiences that were truly helpful. Two courses I'd mention in particular. The job of an investment banker is basically to value companies. So you have to understand the company's finances. And a course I did here, which is Principles of Finance, really gave me insights into what are some of the instruments the company can use to finance their business. And also on the other side was a class called Business Communications by Professor Virginia Rich. And that was really helpful because I don't think it's something people highlight often, but apart from the real work that we do, a big part of it is communicating with people. How do you structure that email? How do you tell that guy that, okay, I want to do this first before I get to yours? How do you, gauge the mood in the room and communicate in such a way that everybody is okay? As a junior person, how do you do that? How do you communicate from bottom up? And that class was particularly helpful in my communications, both in writing and in speaking.
That's so fascinating, and also I'm taking that course right now. So I completely agree with everything you said when it comes to forwarding emails and how do you talk to someone in a business perspective rather than just like here on out, like with a classmate or a colleague. Like it's a different format. So you really hit it on the nail. And also, Yamin, how did your work in the classroom prepare you for your internship?
Thank you, Seth, for the question. I think the classes I took, both that were theoretical and the lab, the practical classes, they really helped me. I think one of the most important classes were Organic Chemistry 1 and 2 with Dr. Gao, Biochemistry 1 and 2 with Dr. Coyne, Analytical Chemistry with Dr. Squires, and also all of the labs that came along with those courses. Besides that, I also really benefited from the research class that I volunteered in and also enrolled in the previous semesters. I would also mention working with Dr. Sarah Johnson on my honors project. And I think Kwesi put it very beautifully that even besides these classes, the interpersonal skills that we gain from just being in this community and interacting with these professors and peers, that also really helped me. One thing I would also like to highlight is the philosophy classes that a lot of students dread, right? I think classes like that allow you to think differently and to break boundaries and connect concepts in a very different way. So that's what I would say. Everything so far in Caldwell, even the small interactions to the big classes, everything helped me with the internship.
Just to piggyback real quick of what Yaman was saying, I think those things we don't highlight it enough, but the kind of classes, the liberal arts structure that we have here, the freedom to explore things like philosophy. When you think about it this way, you wouldn't think that philosophy would apply to banking. You're just going out there to try to help a company make money off a sale. But when you think about the competition even between banks to win business, you really would appreciate why thinking differently works. And I worked on a transaction like that this summer where it was like my firm had to really, really think differently about how to structure the transaction, not just from the financial standpoint, but from the owner's standpoint, thinking about the people who own the business and all that. All the classes that stimulate that sort of thinking are extremely helpful.
Wonderful. And it really is about the people, right? The relationships.
Yes.
Interesting. So here it is. You both talked about what you did. You really seized the opportunities. I mean, we're in some challenging times, and you both have been very ambitious in pushing forward, finding the opportunities. So what would you say to other students about the importance of doing internships, about getting field work, about the benefits of that, Yaman?
Oh, that's a really excellent question. So I think most of the students that I've seen really focus on their grades and getting those A's instead of understanding the concepts. That's number one, right? And even after you understand the concepts, what does it mean? How does it apply, right? I think internships and even jobs, they allow you to make sense of all the theoretical knowledge that you get in an institution. And when you actually get in the field and use your hands, use your mind to solve real world problems, that's when the essence of education comes out, right? And internship does not only let you excel academically, but also personally, professionally, and socially. It enhances so many different domains of your personality and communication, and also your intellectual growth, that I think it is one of the best experiences that a college student can have before actually getting into the field.
And I always thought it was a good place for a process of elimination, where you get out there and you say, this field is not for me, right? And
yes,
then that gives you even more focus. Your thoughts, Akwasi, on this?
Yeah, interesting that you said that, Colette, because I had a couple mates who came to the internship from other schools, and two of them said, you know what, I don't think banking is for me. And that speaks to your point. You know, people go there, explore the area and see, you know what, this might not be for me, or this is really my thing. Advice to current students about seizing opportunity. I think, first of all, when it comes to seizing opportunity, I think people have to see that opportunity, you know, like a pandemic like this has two sides. The events of 2020, you know, awareness around social justice issues and even the things that have been happening also helped companies accelerate and improve some of their hiring practices. There was a huge focus on diversity. So if you look at this pandemic and what has been happening, there's two sides to it. Companies are trying to hire more diverse talent. And I think that's something students should be aware of and take advantage of. Again, hiring has become more democratized, you know, virtual platforms. You can sit anywhere. You don't have to take a vehicle to New York to interview. So that's something, you know, students should know. Internships, I cannot overemphasize the value of internships. You know, you sit in a classroom, you learn the concepts, but applying them are an extremely different thing, totally different. And I think if you get that experience, it helps you really understand what you're learning. It did that for me this summer. And I think that is why students, you know, should really, really take advantage of internships.
Very good points there. Thank you.
I agree. I think internships are really crucial in order to network and also see if you do want to pursue your major. A lot of students don't realize, like, once they get out there, that they may not find the best fit, like both of you guys stated. So I do believe putting your foot into the water will only help you grow further in your career. So my other question is, why do you think Caldwell was a good fit for you? And what will you tell high school students considering Caldwell Yamen?
Thank you for the question. So I think the best part about Caldwell, at least for me, was how tightly knit the community was. And your faculty is so supportive. I can't stress that enough. If there's abstract submission, an internship, a grad school application, they're always there for you. They're supporting you. And we also get a lot of research opportunities in Caldwell. And also because it's a liberal arts school, you get to explore all these different disciplines very freely. And I really can't stress enough how amazing the faculty is here. And you also get a lot of opportunities in terms of extracurricular activities. There are a lot of clubs on campus, and if there isn't a club that you fit into, you can just start a club. I think that intellectual freedom that Caldwell provides, and also the sense of community, is very unique. And you won't find this kind of tightly knit community in a big school. So I think that's one of the main reasons why students should really come here to foster their growth.
Absolutely, amen. I think there's no other university like Caldwell in the community that all of us know each other. Like, there's not one student that's not saying hi to another. So I absolutely agree with you. It is amazing. Akwesi, how about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. I think one of the points Yaman made was very telling. Caldwell allows you, I think, two things. Caldwell allows you to really grow yourself. What I mean by that is there's a lot of opportunity here to start things and do things new. When I went to my internship, I realized, you know, all these kids were from investment clubs in their very, very large schools. And I thought about Caldwell, and I thought, you know what, this is a place where you have the opportunity to just go out there and start an investment club of your own. You may not have that opportunity to do that in a school with people saturated in a field like, for example, finance. So Caldwell has that room where you can actually start to do things that will both help the community and help you and boost your resume. I also think, you know, second thing is that Caldwell is, in terms of faculty, is very, very top-notch. I mean, I could list my advisors and how helpful they were, not just in terms of academic advice, but just understanding where you are and helping you move forward is something they're really good at. Before my finance internship, my advisor, Dr. Tony Annan, was very helpful. Virginia Rich, the business school. It's like all hands on deck to try to help you move forward. And that applies to every student. I think that's not something you get everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, right? You get that in this atmosphere, Caldwell, and you really do feel that and see that. So our final question real quickly, I'm interested in knowing your future plans, how that feeds into your passion, your dream, what you ultimately would like to do. And both of you have these opportunities where you were able to see it a little more clearly this summer. So Yamen, what would you like to do? Where is your passion?
That's such a big question. Recently, I've been wondering a lot. But I think I really love the brain. Every time someone talks about the brain or anything with the brain, I'm just like, I get so excited. So I think I want to dedicate my life to knowledge, to learning more about the brain. And I think I will, if I get in, I will try to get into a grad school and pursue a PhD. And then hopefully start a lab and engage in academia. If that doesn't work out, I would probably take a gap for a year or two and work in a research lab as a research assistant or a lab tech, and then pursue a PhD. But in general, I really want to learn more about the brain.
Wow, wonderful. Akwesi.
Yamant is probably much more interesting than mine. You know, the brain, yeah, fascinating stuff. My passions, I'm passionate about leadership. I have, you know, growing up, I've seen how leadership makes and or makes families and nations. And I think that's one thing that has always been at the back of my mind, and that has always been something I want to use as a tool to give back. When I say leadership, it could be in various forms, you know, political leadership, on my continent, Africa, or even here, you know, in the developed world. But my future plans, in the short term, I plan to, as I have a full-time offer waiting, I plan to go back, return to Credit Suisse, learn the, you know, learn the ropes around banking and finance, and you know, get all that important knowledge in the short term. In the very medium term, I will go back to school and pursue my MBA, and then after that, I'll hopefully start a firm. I don't know where yet, but probably, you know, back in Ghana or maybe here. Start a firm, and then you start to lead in various ways and to have impact in various ways in agriculture, in healthcare, back home in Ghana. Those are things I'm really passionate about, affecting changing.
Well, you both are wonderful leaders, and the world greatly needs that. You're both already giving back. I know on campus you are very, very engaged. That's a whole other podcast, right? But I want to just thank you both for joining us. Our fabulous guests have been Yamin Thapa and Akwasi Osedu. I'm Colette Liddy.
And I'm Steph Lopez. Thanks for joining us.
We'll
Thank
see
you
you
so
next
much.
time on Caldwell University Conversation. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.